Servant Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
It is that time again, and you are exactly where you're supposed to be, right here with us on Servant Warrior Radio. How are you today? This is Jeff Searcy, your grateful and humble and appreciative partner in this journey, and I can tell you I am so fired up that we're going to go on this trip together, because you know what? God never intended for us to go about things alone. He never intended us to go on this life journey alone. When Christ sent the disciples out, he sent them out in pairs. When God looked at Adam, he said, you know what? It is not good for him to be alone. So he made a mate. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another. It doesn't say one man sharpened himself. Even a Marine sniper, one of the most deadliest weapons on the planet is a Marine and his sniper rifle. He doesn't go out by himself. He goes out with a spotter. You know, and I'm truly convinced that God would not allow a group of guys to have so much fun on road trips if he intended for us to go about them by ourselves. I mean, he wouldn't allow all the wild and crazy and awesome things to happen during road trips that we talk about for 30 years after the fact if he intended for us to go about them by ourselves. This journey is supposed to be taken with a group. Now, if you missed last week's show, I encourage you to go to servantwarriorradio.com. You can listen to last week's show, and you can even download it. You can download a couple of shows from the previous weeks. But I encourage you to listen to it, because we kind of set the foundation and set the course for what we're going to do for the next 6 weeks. Talk about taking a road trip. We're going to look at life from the perspective of being on the road. You know, when God calls us to go out and make disciples of all nations, which is the Great Commission, there's no way we accomplish that calling sitting in our recliner in our living room. There's no way we experience all the unbelievable blessings that God has in store for us if we stay in our safe places in our homes. You know, we're going to look at things from life on the road. Why? Well, it's a perfect analogy. Why? Because we have to go places. We're always on the go. We're taking kids to this practice and that school, and we're going shopping here, we're going shopping there, we're going on this trip there, we're going on vacation there. It's like we're always out and about. So truly, the only way to actually experience the things that God has for us is to leave our house. The only way that we can go experience the Grand Canyon is to get out of the house and go, unless you live in the middle of the Grand Canyon. And if you do live in the middle of the Grand Canyon, the only way you're going to experience the ocean is to leave the Grand Canyon and go west or a long way east. The only way to experience the mountains is to go. The only way to experience an amusement park is to go. The only way to experience the blessings that God has for you is to go. That's what we're called to do. God calls us to leave our safety places and go where he wants us to go. Because if he calls us to places that we have the ability to do, if he calls us to do things that we have the ability to do, we don't need him. How many times have we felt led to do something, but then we hear, you know what, I'm just not good at speaking in front of crowds. I'm just not that smart when it comes to theology, because you know, I can't share my testimony with somebody, or I can't share Jesus. What if they ask me a question about the Bible that I can't answer? Oh no, I'm just not good at that, or I'm not good at that. Or, you know, I'm just not qualified for that. I've never been good at speaking to people. You know, we always hear that I'm not. But you know what? That's where we have to rely and step out in faith, because God never calls the equipped. He equips the called. And for us to do what God has called us to do, we have to step out in faith and allow him to work through us to impact the people that he's called us to impact. Peter would never have experienced the life-changing occurrence of walking on the water had he stayed inside the boat. The only way he experienced that is to get out of the boat. The only way we experience what God has in store for us is to get out of the house and hit the road. So we're going to do it. Over the next 6 weeks, we are going to hit the road. We're going to talk in a little bit about detours and forks. We're going to talk about fast food versus home country cooking. We're going to talk about the different types of GPS systems, you know, the global positioning system and the God positioning system. We're going to talk about those occurrences and those things that happen on the road that absolutely throw us completely for a loop, that knock us off the road and change our lives forever. I'm going to share a thing that happened to me on the road where God used to change my life forever. And I've never shared it publicly, especially not in a forum like this, but I truly believe led to do it. Because I think it's going to bring some healing. I think it's going to bring some perspective. But it's something that I feel compelled to share. So I am so glad you're on this journey. Hey, listen, I need 60 seconds. When we return, we are going to start the preparation for our road trip. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
Never thought I'd see the day when anyone could change my ways. I was a do-it-all, knew it all and then some. Yeah, I did what I did to get what I...
She said she had a babysitter, she couldn't go out with me. I just didn't understand.
We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host and travel partner, Jeff Searcy. Before the break, we were starting to prepare and do a little planning for our trip. Now, if you listened to the show last week, and I know you did, you heard me talk about one of the endearing aspects of road trips is the spontaneity. Now, with spontaneity opens up the opportunity for us to find ourselves in a circumstance or a situation that we're absolutely unprepared for. Now, God is always at work in our lives, and He wants to be a part of every little minute aspect of it, and He tells us so in His Word. Proverbs 16:9 says, "In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps." Here's a harsh reality, guys. We are not in control. Let's think about all our plans that we put in place. Let's think about all of our intentions. Let's think about when we actually tried to implement one of those plans, what happened. Yeah, first brush with reality, plan, horrible failure. You know, but that's a failure maybe to our own perspective, not to God's. Because when we think about planning and we think about the trip, you know, we think about the weather. We think about traffic patterns. We're going to make sure we're not going to go through downtown in the middle of rush hour. You know, but despite all of our preparation, despite all of our planning, there's absolutely no way that we have the ability to foresee that everything that's going to happen to us while we're on a trip. You know, but we plan nonetheless. Now here, the key is simply not to plan, but to plan properly. Now, taking planning advice from the one who does know what's going to happen to us is a very, very smart thing to do. That's a good hint to take. Now, one of the many things that I learned while I was in the Marine Corps was the concept of the seven P's. Now, we're only going to use six of those today to make sure this is family friendly. Those six P's are proper prior planning prevents poor performance. For our trip, we think about where we're going. We think about the conditions that we're going to go through on our way and what we're going to face when we get there. We think about how long we're going to be gone. You know, those are determining factors that help us decide the appropriate gear that we need. Now, the appropriate word appropriate is the operative term, because if we got the right gear, that's going to keep us from having to make up some wild cockamamie story of why we packed what we did, why we didn't pack what we should have, and we ended up getting there not having anything that we need. Been there, done that. I got the t-shirt. You know, we talked a lot that God has got so many incredible things in store for us during our trip. However, for us not to acknowledge that there are two sides to this coin is about as smart as stepping out into heavy traffic and only looking one way. Because in addition to the awesome experiences and blessings that He has for us, there will be roadblocks. There's going to be detours. There's going to be delays and potholes. There will be accidents, and there will be overall disappointment. God tells us in his word in the book of John, Jesus says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. You know, God's word is the ultimate guide to trip preparation. And if you're a fan of this show, and I know you absolutely are, you know we've got an awesome prayer that comes out of Ephesians 6. 10 through 18. Now, I want you to go to servantwarriorradio.com. I want you to find the link. I want you to download this prayer because this is the absolute best preparation guide for your daily road trip on the planet. And I'm going to read it and I'm going to pray it over us right now. Father, today by faith in Jesus, I put on the girdle of truth. I thank you today that I know who I am in Christ, a child of God whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord, I want to, by faith, put on the breastplate of righteousness to protect me from responding to circumstances and people emotionally rather than spiritually. Before I rise each day, Father, put on my feet the sandals of the gospel of peace, that I may be used by you to share the peace of God with others. Father, I thank you that I can take up the shield of faith, knowing as I place my trust in you today, you are sufficient to protect me from fiery darts so that nothing can touch me. Lord, I place on my head the helmet of salvation. Protect my thinking from things that don't conform to your will. Father, I take up the sword of the Spirit, which is your word. This is my only offensive piece of equipment, but is also defensive, so that when Satan attacks me, I am armed and ready to ward off all of his arrows. The victory has ultimately been won. I march today under that great banner of victory, washed by the blood, armed with the word, dressed in the armor of righteousness, believing and thanking you for what you're going to do. Lord, I pray today that I may recognize who the enemy is and claim victory as I am properly dressed to face every challenge by your causative overcoming power. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, being properly prepared allows us to fully and recognize God's providence in all the things. But it also allows us to be able, and it gives us the ability to take on anything that's going to happen while we're on the road. Now, I need about 120 seconds of your time, because when we come back, we are going to talk about one of those things, actually two of those things, that happens on our trip. They're called forks and they're called detours. But we'll see you back here in a couple of seconds. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
He was standing on the corner of Main and First. He had a sign that said homeless. I rolled down my window right then and there. It was a moment I couldn't resist. I said, sir, I got a home to offer you, and it's paved with streets of gold. If I could have a few minutes.
Well, come and listen to a story about a man named Jerry.
Welcome back. I hope that you feel prepared after reading that the Armor Up prayer. You can find that prayer on our website. You can go to servantwarriorradio.com. You can download it. On the page, there's three prayers that you can take. You can cut them out. Make a lot of copies. Cut those things out. Put one in your Bible. Put one on your desk. Put one on your nightstand. Put one on your dresser. Tape one up on your mirror in your bathroom. Put one on your desk at work. You know, pass them out to friends. Pray it over yourself, pray it over your family, pray it over your friends every single day. Because it's a great way to prepare yourself mentally and truly physically before you head out into the world and you head out on the road. You know, because I hear so many people say, Jeff, I just don't know how to pray. Now, of course, you know, in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13, Christ tells us exactly how to pray. We call that the Lord's Prayer. This prayer, this armor up prayer, is something that you can have at the ready, that you could pray anytime during the day. And it reads it out, but it prepares you. You put on the helmet of salvation. You put on the breastplate of righteousness. You hold on to the shield of faith. You wear that belt of truth, and you wield the sword of the Spirit. That's what we need. We need to be prepared before we go into battle. We need to make sure that we are ready for whatever situation is going to come our way. And Christ tells us exactly how to do that. In that prayer, that armor up prayer, pray it every single day, and you'll be ready to hit the road. Now, speaking of that, let's do hit the road. It's time to come up against a little detour, and it's kind of time to take a couple of forks in the road. But I want to set the stage. I want you to get the picture with me, okay? You walk outside, and you look into a sky so bright that it hurts your eyes. It's about 80 degrees or so with a slight breeze. The car or your motorcycle, for you two-wheel enthusiasts, is washed, waxed, shiny, beautiful, and loaded with everything that you need for a road trip. You drop the top, you drop the windows down, and off you go. You're going, man, there's just nothing but open road, clear sky, the wind is blowing through your hair, the music is playing. I mean, I know that you know what I'm talking about. Just an unbelievable ride, and everything is going exactly the way you want. Then up ahead, you see a couple of brake lights. You don't think anything about it until you realize those brake lights are getting closer. That means they're not moving. As you get a little bit closer, you see a flashing light and a big orange sign that says, detour ahead. Man alive. Just when we thought everything was going good, just when we thought that the ride and everything was going just the way we want, this happens. Does that sound familiar? By the way, I'm not just talking about a ride in a car. I'm also talking about our life. How about this? We're driving, same blue sky, same fresh air, same shiny machine that we're in, and you come to a fork in the road. It's decision time. What makes you take one way or the other? Past experience, maybe? Knowledge of one road or the other or where they'll end up? Knowing what you'll experience or come across if you go a certain way? Not sure what will happen if you take one way or the other? I mean, those questions always pop up when I ask that. Now, on the road, we never know what we're going to experience, and we never know when we'll have to take a detour or we'll come across a fork. Sometimes God gives us forks in the road where we are given an opportunity to choose a direction. One way is a direction that will take us toward Him. Another way takes us away from Him, and another way takes us back home. Other times, He'll drop a detour in our path where we'll lose one of those directional options, and we'll have to make a choice. Either we'll go in the direction that He has determined for us, or we go back where we came from. Now, if you're like me, and like most guys, and girls, some of this is applicable to you too, turning around and going back or retreating is absolutely not an option. Nor is stopping a car in the middle of the road. That is, unless you guys don't mind a whole bunch of folks behind you screaming and yelling and honking the horns. I mean, can you say road rage? But in all fairness, sometimes turning around and heading back or even pulling the car over on the shoulder out of traffic is the right move. You know, we call that turning around and headed back, in the words of the United States Marine Corps, fighting in a different direction or living to fight another day. You know, that pulling over on the shoulder and getting out of traffic and kind of hanging there, God calls that waiting on Him. Any directional decision that we find ourselves having to make puts us in a position to either move closer or further away from God. Let's think about some of the detours and forks that we've come across in our lives. Each one impacts us differently and causes us to go in a direction one way or another. Now, depending on the severity of an event, an occurrence, a situation, decision, it's often sometimes very hard or difficult to take the road that leads us to God. Something's happened that just turned our life upside down, that hurt us so badly, or create a circumstance that's so painful that if we ever revisit it again, it'll be too soon. Sometimes choosing to go in a direction that we know will inevitably bring us face to face with whatever caused the drastic course change is, in many people's eyes, on that side of being a couple of sandwiches short of a picnic. You know what? God says different. What are some of the reasons we don't take the road that leads us to God? We don't want to relive the pain. Maybe a fear of confrontation. Perhaps a sense of helplessness. About a fear of isolation or having to face whatever it is all alone? Do you feel like nobody understands what you're going through? Maybe you feel like no one knows how bad it hurt. Yeah, guys, I'm talking to you too. Feel like we can't forgive? Feel like we can't be forgiven? Do you feel ashamed? Do you feel like that there's no way the other person, or anyone for that matter, can ever love me? You know, the list goes on and on and on. I am here to tell you that in His Word, God speaks through the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans and tells us that in all things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. That's Romans 8:37. Now, Paul goes on to say that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's Romans 8:38 and 39. In the book of John, Christ told us, and we even mentioned it, talked about it in a previous segment. He tells us this: I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but it sounds like to me that in the book of Romans, Paul covered most, if not all, the detours or forks I will ever come across in my life. And the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Almighty God, the beginning and the end, the Son of the living God, tells me that He has my back. Man, if that doesn't get you jacked up and encouraged, I don't know what will. When you come to a fork in the road, take it. Take the way that will bring you close to God. He wants you to come to Him. In Psalms 91, He tells us that He is our fortress and our refuge. When we come across a detour, relish it. Pray about it. Ask God to reveal what He wants to show you in it, because there is a very good chance God is pointing you in a direction that He wants you to go. It's come to the part in the show that we always want to give somebody an opportunity, give you the opportunity to make a decision that will have eternal impact. There are some of you out there that says, Jeff, you know what? I don't know Christ as my Savior. But listening to you talking about the road that we're going to be on, talking about the detours and the forks, talking about being prepared, all those things in life, all those reasons why I don't take a certain road, all those feelings that I felt, and I want God to take those from me. You know what? He will. I want to accept Christ into my heart. We can do that right now. And there are others out there that said, Jeff, you know, I know Christ. I was baptized. I'm a believer. But I came up to one of those forks in the road, and I knew in my heart the direction that I needed to take that would lead me to God, but I took the other way. I've been going down that road, and it has led me so far away from where I need to be. I don't know if God could ever love me. I don't know if my family could ever love me. I don't know if I could ever be forgiven. You know what? Let me remind you of what Paul said in Romans, that absolutely nothing on this planet ever created can separate us from the love of God. So I promise you, 100% sure, positive, definitely given, God will take you back. There's nothing that we could do to ever stop Him from loving us. So if you want to make either one of those decisions, pray with me right now. Lord, thank you for loving me. Forgive me of my sins. I want to come to you. I want to give you all of me. Lord, come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I want to give you my life to use. Lord, fill me up so much that there's no room for anything else. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you made that decision, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome thing that you've done. You will not make a better decision ever. Now, I also encourage you, go online, go to servantwarriorradio.com, download the Armor Up Prayer. Make sure you pray that over. Make sure you're prepared to hit the road, because along with the great things that God has in store for us, the devil wants to make sure he's able to throw you off course. He wants to come at you with every kind of roadblock and detour and road stanchion and everything else to try to get us off track. So be prepared. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Put on that helmet of salvation. Take that shield of faith and that sword of the Spirit. Hit the road and be ready for whatever is going to happen to you. Don't miss us next week. We're going to have a great show. We're going to continue this journey. But until then, keep it real. Keep it radical. Keep it relentless. Keep it relevant. And definitely armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.